When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Many of us would say, it's just another 12 months. But it's not just 12 months. It's 354 nights and days that have been recorded in our book. 354 chances to pray Fajr on time. 354 moments to open the Quran. 354 opportunities to show mercy, seek forgiveness, help a parent, forgive an enemy, hide a fault, restrain a gaze, and lift a burden. Subhanallah. Some who stood with us last year, they are no longer here. They returned to their Lord, leaving behind silence and longing. Others were born into this world, bringing joy and hope into their families. Some children became teenagers. Some teenagers stepped into adulthood. Parents became grandparents, and some in what felt like the blink of an eye became orphans or widows, and Gaza is not far away from us. The question is not, what did this year bring to me? But rather, the question is, what did I send forth in it for my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guides us regarding these passing years. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take benefit of five before five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. Your wealth before your poverty. Your free time before you are preoccupied. And your life before your death. La ilaha illallah. And walking in his footsteps, Imam Hassan al-Basri said, O son of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. Every time a day passes, a part of you is gone. So if a whole year has passed, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, how much of us is left? This is the question that begs to be answered at this point in time. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, today is the last Friday of the year 1446 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Al-Madinah. And this means that in a few days' time, another Islamic year will come to an end, and a new Islamic year will begin. Accordingly, subhanallah, in the blink of an eye, an entire Islamic year would have passed. Now, I would like us to pause and let this fact sink in. Many of us would say, it's just another 12 months. But it's not just 12 months. It's 354 nights and days that have been recorded in our book. 354 chances to pray Fajr on time. 354 moments to open the Quran. 354 opportunities to show mercy, seek forgiveness, help a parent, forgive an enemy, hide a fault, restrain a gaze, and lift a burden. Subhanallah. And every single one of those days had breaths. And every breath that we took, every scroll, every stare, every coin, every bite, every word has been wrapped and sealed and lifted to the heavens. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. An entire year, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Some who stood with us last year, they are no longer here. They returned to their Lord, leaving behind silence and longing. Others were born into this world, bringing joy and hope into their families. Some children became teenagers. Some teenagers stepped into adulthood. Parents became grandparents. And some, in what felt like the blink of an eye, became orphans or widows. And Gaza is not far away from us. Health faded in bodies that once ran freely, and sickness touched homes that once were untouchable. Behind every name is a story that shifted this year. Some smiled more than others. Others cried more than others. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And through it all, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, an entire year has passed, carrying with it our tests, our triumphs, our trust in the one who writes all our stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A year that was once our future, full of unknowns, full of hopes, full of promises, is now part of our eternal past. We can no longer touch it, but it will testify for us or against us when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allahul Musta'an. The question is not, what did this year bring to me? But rather, the question is, what did I send forth in it for my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guides us regarding these passing years. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take benefit of five before five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. Your wealth before your poverty. Your free time before you are preoccupied. And your life before your death. La ilaha illallah. And walking in his footsteps, Imam Hassan al-Basri said, O son of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. Every time a day passes, a part of you is gone. So if a whole year has passed, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, how much of us is left? This is the question that begs to be answered at this point in time. Let our hearts feel this point. Let it weep for what has gone. Let it yearn for what remains. Because a new year isn't just a number changing. It is a witness. It is a new scroll. It is a new chance. And perhaps our final one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Ameen. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, in the authentic sunnah, it is reported that a man asked a question. He said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, who amongst the people is the best? We all want to be the best. What does it mean to be the best? Is it about kicking a football within a millimeter of the post and scoring an impossible goal? Is it about how many accolades you acquire in your field of expertise? Is it about how many A stars and eights or nines that you...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Get in your GCSEs. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach us, Ya Rasulullah, who is the best of the best? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. The one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. So the man went further. He said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, teach me who are amongst the worst of people. Who are amongst the worst of people? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man tala umur, whoever has a long life, but whose deeds are bad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. In this light, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second caliph of Islam, he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take account of yourself before Allah audits you, before you are taken account of when? On the day of judgment. He says, and weigh your deeds before they are weighed for you. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the faqih of this ummah, a famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who accepted Islam early. He didn't have a big tribe to defend him, but his iman carried him in front of the Kaaba and he recited Ar-Rahman in front of the Quraysh, even though he knew they would beat him unconscious. What does he say? Radiallahu anhu. He said, I have never regretted anything more than I regret a day in which the sun set, my lifespan decreased, and my deeds did not increase. Subhanallah. Maymun ibn Mihran, he used to say, a man will not be truly God-fearing. He will not have taqwa. He will not be a muttaqi. Every Jumu'ah, Allah guides us to taqwa. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Jumu'ah after Jumu'ah. Year after year. He is saying, a man will not be truly from the people of taqwa until he holds himself to account more strictly than he holds his business partner to account. Subhanallah. And until he knows where his clothing comes from and what he eats and what he drinks. Hassan al-Basri, the famous tabi'i, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him, a servant of Allah continues to be in a good state as long as he has an internal advisor from within himself. And holding himself to account is part of his daily concern. It was reported that one of the righteous once sat down to take himself to account. And this is how they did it. They didn't just learn these statements from the best of the best. They applied it. They implemented it. He implemented it and he took himself to account. And he calculated the number of days he had lived and realized that he was 60 years old. He calculated the number of days in those years and found them to be 21,500 days. At this point, he started crying. And he said, woe to me! Woe to me! Will I meet Allah with 21,500 sins? And how much worse will it be if every day consisted of not just one sin, but 10 sins? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. He then went on to recite from the Quran, the verse from Surah Al-Imran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. On the day when every soul will find what it has done of good present before it, present before it, and what it has done of evil, it will wish that between itself and the evil was a great distance. And accordingly, Allah warns you of Allah's punishment. And Allah is full of kindness to His servants. Amazing how Allah ends the verse. He ends it with hope. The verse is real. But don't be in a state of despair. Allah is kind with His servants. And we are from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not the passing of these days and nights take for granted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon us. Let us seek forgiveness and amend our ways. For a year has gone, and this means we are 1 year closer to the grave. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in light of this, Darus Salam Education Center wants to assist us ending the year strongly and beginning the next year strongly. And they have facilitated what I call a week of knowledge. a week of knowledge, because there is a week or less than a week between us and the new year. If we go through this week of knowledge, we would have inshallah ended the year strongly, and we would inshallah begin next year as well strongly. This week of knowledge entails a program here on Monday, inshallah, with a senior scholar, Sheikh Adnan Abdul Qadir from Kuwait, the details of which will be shared with you on the masjid forums. And the week then will end with a Friday Jumu'ah and an important Saturday program and an important Sunday program with du'at propagators that are recognized internationally, and also a scholar that is recognized internationally. He is respected in both the Arab world and the English world. Inshallah, on Friday, you will have a brother and fellow da'i and propagator who is famously known as Abu Taymiyyah, who will be delivering next Friday's khutbah. And on Saturday, inshallah, and Sunday, at Darussalam, from 4 p.m., Sheikh Saeed Kamali, the famous Moroccan Maliki faqih and muhaddith. He will be a guest of Darussalam for the community of Darussalam and Blackburn, and he will be delivering enlightening talks to help us move the needle up in our lives with the new year that has arrived, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The attendance for the two talks at Darussalam is by registration, so please do take note of the instructions via the Masajid forums. Also, given the status of the Sheikh coming, other important, notable scholars and imams from across the country will be at Darussalam and in Blackburn over next weekend. This is indeed a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us. I stood here before you a few weeks ago talking about the virtues of knowledge. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There is no greater way to pave our path to Jannah than seeking knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us end the year by paving our path to Jannah through seeking knowledge, and begin next year by paving our path to Jannah through seeking knowledge. Ameen.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.